Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 2, 5 to 9. Hebrews 2, 5 to 9. And furthermore, it is not angels who will control the future world we are talking about. For in one place the scriptures say, "What are mere mortals that you should think about them, or a son of man that you should care for him? Yet for a little while you made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them authority over all things." Now when it says all things, it means nothing is left out. But we have not yet seen all things put under their authority. What we do see is Jesus, who for a little while was given a position a little lower than the angels, and because he suffered death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honor. Yes, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone. My theme for reflection is embracing humility and hope. Hebrews was written to a group of Jewish Christians facing challenges and uncertainties in their faith. The author seeks to establish the supremacy of Christ, emphasizing the meaning of his incarnation, suffering, and subsequent glorification. The letter encourages believers to persevere in their faith amidst trials, drawing strength from the example of Christ. My dear friends, one of the key aspects of our text is its focus on the intentional humility of Jesus, who, despite being the Son of God, temporarily assumed a lower position than the angels. It highlights the purpose behind his suffering and death, ultimately leading to his exaltation and the fulfillment of God's redemptive plan. But what can we learn from this text for our faith journey? 2 points. The first is embracing humility. The passage reveals the voluntary humility of Jesus, who willingly took on human form. We Christian people can learn humility from this passage, recognizing that Christ's humility was not a sign of weakness, but a demonstration of sacrificial love. And then secondly, hope in suffering. The suffering and death of Jesus had a purpose, the redemption of humanity. In our trials, we find hope in knowing that Christ understands our suffering and that, like him, we can emerge victorious through faith and endurance. I have 2 questions for reflection. 1. How does the humility of Christ challenge our understanding of greatness, influence, and success in today's world? 2. In what ways can the redemptive work of Christ shape our perspective on suffering and trials in our faith journey? Heavenly Father, we come before you in gratitude for the profound humility and sacrificial love displayed by your Son, Jesus Christ. As we reflect on the majesty of the incarnate Son, inspire us to embrace humility in our daily lives. In moments of suffering, help us find hope in the redemptive work of Christ, trusting that our trials are not in vain. May we learn from the example of Jesus and follow him with enduring faith. In his name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.